Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings, I am Gloria A. Haynes, research student in the Faculty of Humanities and Education, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, December 18, 1901, Walcott and James Rube Ferns entered the ring at the International Athletic Club, situated in Fort Erie, Ontario, Canada, each weighing 142 pounds and in the shape of their lives. The contest would decide whether Ferns would retain his world welterweight title or if the Barbados-born Barbados Joe Walcott, born Joseph Nathaniel Walcott, would become the first ever black welterweight champion of the world. In a bruising contest in front of a crowd of 2,000 patrons, Walcott quickly gained control over the defending champion and dominated him in a manner he had never before dominated someone of Fern's class. In a fight which featured two boxers at the height of their powers, from the first round, each man sought to dominate the other. Fighting bravely across the first two rounds, Ferns violently attacked Walcott's body with little effect, while Walcott countered with similar blows of even greater ferocity. By round three, the reigning champion was visibly waning, and although a headbutt to Walcott's mouth resulted in the challenger losing four of his front teeth, Walcott's battering of Ferns was relentless. In the fourth round, both men fell to the floor while in a clinch, and Walcott, true to his promise not to humiliate the man who had afforded him the opportunity he had long coveted, helped Ferns to his feet in a show of sportsmanship. As soon as both men rose to their feet, Walcott almost sent Ferns through the ropes, who then crawled on his hands and knees to the rope in order to regain his footing. Under constant bombardment, Ferns fought gamely. Nonetheless, a powerful left jab to his challenger's stomach was reciprocated by Walcott through a volley of powerful lefts and right shots to his head, which sent him reeling and clinching for survival. The fifth round of this 20-round contest saw the dismantling of the soon-to-be former world welterweight champion. As the bell sounded, Walcott avoided a Fern's left, drew the champion in, and landed a beautiful right to his opponent's jaw, resulting in Fern's collapsing forward into the ropes. It took 9 seconds for Ferns to regain his footing, and Walcott immediately landed a right to his jaw as the champion wavered. This was followed by another right to the jaw, and Ferns appeared dazed as his hands fell to his side, which left his head open to a savage Walcott left hook in pursuit of a decisive knockout. However, this was not to be. And referee Edward McBride, in what the Pittsburgh Canson termed a humane act, sent both men to their respective corners and ended the fight. Joseph Nathaniel Walcott, the Barbados Demon, was the new welterweight champion of the world. At the fight's end, referee McBride declared that Walcott was the most wonderful fighter he had ever seen. Barbados Joe Walcott becomes the first black welterweight champion of the world on this day, December 18, 1901.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.